Hey, yo, what's good, Paniacs? I was a little bit under the weather on the last mixtape, but we're back at it. It's still Christmas time. I still got the eggnog going. Got a fuzzy sweater on. Got a candle roasting in a Christmas tree kind of smell. Piney. Piney, is that what we're going with? Is it piney? But let's continue that mixtape. I'm going to address the elephant in the room before we get there. Before I get into my 10. So, I did not include Last Christmas by Wham on here. It's too polarizing. All you Paniacs that love it, know you have an ally. I do love it, but I can't, in good spirits, put it on the mixtape. It's too much. It's too much. I hope you guys have seen the 2019 movie featuring the Mother of Dragons. No, I actually don't. It's pretty terrible. But I will say I do enjoy the song. I really do. I really do. I just can't, in good faith, tell you guys to put it on your mixtape. It's just, it's too much. My man, George Michael's going for it. I love it. And I love the bells. Like, if you haven't seen some of the TikTok videos about it, and if you don't know what's going on, they're fun to dance to, gyrate to, dunk on your kids to, like, ding, dong, ding, 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 dong. But my man is laying into it, and it's a lot of heartbreak, it's a lot of pain, and so I can't in good faith do it. So I'm going to get it out of the way ahead of time. I'm just going to get it off of there and let you know. It's not a free agent pick, like a bag of six kind of thing. It's not like, okay. It's just on my playlist. I would not suggest for you guys to put it on your playlist. It's a delicate rap. Don't do it. Don't do it. It'll make things weird or hard to explain. But, you know, hey. If you like to dance with the devil in the pale moonlight, go for it. So, let's get into the real ones, though. Missed you guys. Feeling good. And I'm going to say my number 10 is We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Because I feel these little freaks from the 1500s are giving you a threat. With the figgy pudding. We won't go till we get some. We won't go till we get some. What the hell is going on with the figgy pudding, man? Like, is that the deal back then? Was like, I you know, I try to believe like caroling was a happy thing that people did because there was nothing else to do. Like, let's go around, let's sing, let's spread cheer, let's do what we got to do. But all of a sudden they just bring us a figgy pudding. Just bring us a figgy pudding. Bring us figgy pudding. We won't go till we get some. It just seems like a threat. Like they're not going to leave your front yard until they get some goddamn figgy pudding. What the hell is figgy pudding? Well, I did a little research and it just seems like a bomb of like everything that you could put into back in those kind of days. So it's like raisins, currants, suet. I mean, there's fucking suet in there. Like, that's some shit you put out to feed birds. Of course, figs. They boil it. It's flour. It's, like, packed into, like, this bomb of just garbage. But you better get it together if you want to get these little freaks off your porch, man, because that's where they're at right now. So they won't go until they get some.
Why is it number 10 on my list? Because it's just fun. It's We Wish You a Merry Christmas. But figgy pudding, if you don't know what it means, can be like whatever you want it to be. So I've always, like, and my friends, the Paniacs, listen, from way back in the day, like, figgy pudding was, to us, anything that was happening. Hey, man, we're going out to the bars. There's going to be some figgy pudding. Or, hey, kids, if you want some figgy pudding, got to finish your homework. They don't know what it is. Nobody knows what it is. But it's just kind of fun to say figgy pudding. I have friends named Figueroas. I call them figgy pudding sometimes. It's just fun to say figgy pudding. You know it is. And that's what makes it the number 10 song. But overall, man, it's still a jam, dude. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year. Alright. Number 9. I put Destiny's Child off the same title. Hold on. 8 Days of Christmas. That song rocks, man. Like, you know, it's kind of... This is my Christmas present wrapping song. Like, it just sticks. Video, by the way. Nice. But people kind of forget that Destiny's Child was a thing. Like, everybody knows Queen, the Bay, nowadays. But, like, they made a whole Christmas album way back in the day. And it's kind of got a speed-up version to it. 8 Day of Christmas was really... It's hot. It's a hot one. It's destined to get things moving, and I promise you, if you start gift wrapping early, here's what I'm going to, you know, as a side note. 2 years in a row, we piled all of our gifts in like a special spot in the basement so the kids wouldn't find them, and then we tried to wrap them all on the day of, or on the night before on Christmas Eve. Don't do that. Don't do that. Take some time after the kids have gone to bed this week. Do it this week. Even if you only got like 5 or 6 gifts, put on Destiny's Child. Get yourself a glass of wine. Find some figgy pudding. And knock out like a quarter of your gifts, man. I'm telling you, it'll save your back. It'll save your sanity. It'll save everything. On Christmas Eve. That's my advice to you. Alright. Number 8. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Man, Andy Williams is bringing it. I'm not getting full like buttery yet. So don't get it twisted. The rest coming up are not... Next week's, I'm telling you, next week's is going to be coded. It's going to croon. But for right now, this one right here, it makes me think of like holiday specials. And if you go ahead, and it also kicks off what's going to be a theme for the next few songs here. The Saturday Night Live, Mark Jensen Family Christmas with with Will Ferrell. When he's on the turnstile that turns into this shit kills me. It kills me. He's singing it and he's spinning and it gets too fast and they throw like the little tube in the arm and it gets a little bit out of control. If you haven't seen it, Google it. You're going to Google like the next 2 or 3 things that I'm talking about. So just go ahead and get your SNL fix in now. Because honestly, I believe Saturday Night Live and Christmas have been a fixture in our lives for so long. And it's a huge part of Christmas. So not only do I love this song because, I mean, without it, Annie Williams is going to belt this out. Listen to it straight through. It's a fun one, and it's not like, it's still in the preparation for Christmas. It's not like into Christmas yet. So yeah, do that, and then watch some Mark Jensen. Rawr! All right. So that does spill into the quintessential Saturday Night Live. I wish it was Christmas today. And if you haven't seen this again, hop on your YouTube. They did it a couple times in a row, but watch the original one if you can. It's Horatio Sanz, Jimmy Fallon, Chris Kattan, and Tracy Morgan. And Horatio Sanz is playing, I don't know what you call it, a lute or something. It's a tiny little guitar. And they're all dancing together. And there's a keyboard that Chris Kattan's holding. And Jimmy Fallon, for some reason, is playing like elephant noises. And Tracy Morgan's like running in place. It's beautiful. It's one of the most wonderful things. And it's just, I don't care what your mother says. Christmas time is here. I don't care what your daddy says. Christmas time is here. And I play it every year around this time when I start getting into all my bags of YouTube videos and things that are not on. If you try to play like if you try to do like a Spotify, hey Spotify, or hey Alexa, play like Christmas hits or whatever, you're gonna get the same 10 or 12. Some of these will be on there. Don't get it twisted. But what I'm here for you to do is to put a couple extras on there. And this one is available. You can get it on Spotify. And it's just fun. It's so much fun. And while I'm on the SNL kick, this is not a song, but around this time, what is it, 12, 13? Maybe a little bit early for it, but before Barbie comes on to HBO Max this weekend, I will just give you a little bit of a Ryan Gosling treat with Vanessa Bayer. Look up them on SNL, Santa Baby. It's the greatest thing ever. Cuisinart. Trust me. Just do that. I'm not even gonna do anything else. I'm not even gonna give you anything more than that. If you know, you know. If not, hit me up. Alright, so where are we at? You can hear me rustling. We just hit 7. Alright. Before I get into No, I'll do one more, and then I'll do the... All right, no. Christmas Vacation by Mavis Staples. I'm sorry, did I just say Mavis Staples? I said Grammy Award-winning Rock and Roll Hall of Fame singer Mavis Staples. It's arguably the GOAT of Christmas movies, and very few people play the actual song on its own, man. And it rips. Mavis is singing her goddamn heart out. This old house sure looking good. Like, that song crushes. And played in mixed company, I swear to you, everybody's feeling it. You don't need the cartoon reindeer, you don't need the movie accompanying with it. She is an accomplished singer. It's a fantastic song. Put it in the mix, dude. People will thank you for it because it makes everybody happy. It's like if you go on a road trip and play Holiday Road, it's like the same thing. National Lampoon Vacation's in like our DNA. If you go out with your friends, family, whatever, and you put Holiday Road in about 20 minutes into your road trip, it's going to hit. You can save it for later. but nah, it's gonna hit. All right, so before I get into the top five, I'm gonna hit real briefly. Don't you do this. Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. It's just straight up bullshit, dude. That song sucks, dude. Stop, man. Stop. I get it. Some of y'all are big fans or whatever. You can fight me. Come find me at PAIGMPRO. But it's trash. It's as bad. And all right, I'm not a Springsteen fan, so that can be baked into it. But it's arguably a horrible song. I am a Jackson 5 fan, and I hate their version of I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, which is a fucking weird song as it is. So, we're even. I like a band, that song sucks. You like a band, that song sucks. Anything kids asking about any kind of bullshit, that's gone. Hippopotamus or Christmas? What the? Jesus. Jesus Christ. Oh my God, that's, why does any of our local radio stations hate us so much? I want a hippopotamus or Christmas. Jesus, man, it's painful to listen to. I also don't want to hear about your two front teeth. I don't want to hear the chipmunks talking about a hula hoop. I don't want to hear any of that shit. It's all trash. Get it out of here. And the last one I'm going to put on there is a banger. But you know it, I know it. You can't play Feliz Navidad in your house in mixed company. Because maybe it's just we're in the Midwest, but nobody's singing that properly. It's gonna go bad, man. It's gonna go bad. It's a hot one, but anybody trying is gonna sound bad. It's gonna come off poorly and borderline offensive. So let's just leave that one in the bag. Alright. Back to the top five. I'm still going out. I'm still partying. I still need to thump. I still need one of my favorite groups of all times. And so I'm going to do a Christmas fucking miracle by Run the Jewels. Because any chance I can get to put Run the Jewels on any of my music lists, I'm going to do it from their 2013 album. Of course, you know, it's RTJ, so there's definitely an undertone of racism and corruption. But there's a lot of heart in there, too. And if you watch the video, like the way they did LP on the Christmas like card, it's fantastic. It's a great song. It'll just bang out. And if you listen deeply, talking about the Lord and what your Lord is and how you feel, it'll get you there. But if nothing else, man, it's just when you're deep in the figgy pudding, dude. When the bourbon is overtaking your nog, sometimes you need a Christmas fucking miracle by RTJ. Alright, let's wrap up these last few real quick, because I love you all. And I'm going to get into the most polarizing one. I went ahead and told you guys out of the get-go that I was not going to put Wham! Up in there. But I will fight tooth and nail. I will die on this hill. If you guys deny Sir fucking Paul McCartney from his wonderful Christmas time on your list. Why do people hate this song? I still don't get it, man. But it happens. It has been described as a sleigh with no brakes. It's aggressive. I get it. He went full synth. He did it all himself. He may have said simply having a wonderful Christmas time 17 times during this song. But man, That's enough. That's all it is. It's like me and you getting together, having a wonderful Christmas time. That's all we need. The time is right. That's enough. Simply have... Come on, man. He's breaking it down to the basics. Someone, seriously, I will invite you on the pod if you can give an actual coherent explanation of why you hate this song, man. It is bare bones. It's beautiful. It's ready. The time is right. I don't get it. Why do you guys hate it? Why? I'm baffled. Simply happy. The party's on. The feeling's here. That only comes this time of year. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? The word is out about the town to lift a glass and don't look down. Party's on. The spirit's up. We're here tonight. And that's enough. Come on. Like, dude, this guy is putting it down there for you, man. Goddamn Beatles. And you guys just want to shit on them for it. I'm not here for that. If you're not down for Wonderful Christmas Time, we're going to have a hard time, Paniac. All right. Closing it out. Oh, arguably the number one song of the whole Christmas. All right. Again, next update, mixtape number 3. I'm getting buttery with it. It's going to be all crooning. And you guys know what the number one song is. If you don't know, then you don't know about me. I've said it many times. But, Baby Please Come Home. Oh, that's the one right there. Number 3. I'm putting it on there. From 86. 1986. Darlene Love went on the David Letterman show the night before Christmas to perform Baby Please Come Home for 29 years. It is so iconic. She missed it once for illness. They switched it to The View and they missed it once because of COVID. But basically from 1986, this has been the theme song of our lifetime. The vocals are so powerful. If you don't know it, I command you to listen to it 10 times in a row right now. If you're someone like me, when you realized when Frankie Carbone is like showing up with a bunch of bullshit after Jimmy has told him not to in Goodfellas, this is a song right there. It's been in Bad Santa. It's been in Christmas with the Cranks. It's been in Gremlins. It is the iconic Christmas song. And she, like, of all the songs that I have put out here, even trying to tell you how hard my man George Michael went into in the song that didn't even make the list. Please, please. Like, she is burning Christmas into your soul, man. Put this song on right now. Please, Baby Please Come Home. We actually, it was funny. We've been watching new Christmas movies, and I'm putting it in question marks, but they are all new. Our family have been looking up. We just watched Candy Cane Lane. We watched the new Ludacris one. And we watched one about a radio station DJ that lost his job. My kids picked it out. And Darlene Love is the mom in it. And she performs this song at the end of it. I got to find it out. I'm going to go ahead. Christmas Rush. That's what I was going for. So, yeah. It's not a great movie, but my kids knew I used to work in radio, and it's got some good people in it. It was cuter enough, but Darlene Love was in the movie, and she just keeps on crushing it. So last two are going to be quick hitters. This Christmas, Chris Brown, don't you get on me. I separate the art from the artist. Okay, yeah, you want to do Donnie? You could do Donnie for This Christmas if you want to, but I like Chris Brown, sorry. Can't help it. I listen to Michael Jackson. I listen to R. Kelly, too. I'm not going to apologize for it, so. This one is like the week leading up to Christmas song, in my opinion. A very special Christmas will be. That sounded just like him. That's actually not Chris Brown in the studio. That is me. That is me doing that. But there's not much else to say about it, man. It's gorgeous. It's fun. It's R&B. It's jaunty. It gets you there. Which will bring me to number one. Both of my kids' favorite Christmas songs of all time, Jingle Bell Rock. Yeah. From Home Alone 2, Mean Girls. You know, Mean Girls, the quintessential performance in there. Katie saves the day after the boombox gets kicked into the first row to comically hit her crush in the face. Not Katie's, but yeah. Jingle Bell Rock. Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Rock. It's classic, and it is transcend multiple generations. It doesn't even really rock, to be honest, but it caught on with my kids when they were like 3. And it hasn't left them. And like anytime I ask, like, hey, what kind of, and they like a lot of the songs I put on the last version of this pod, they love them. But like anytime I ask them, what's one Christmas song? Jingle Bell Rock, Dad. Every time. And so it's become infectious, and I hope it does with you as well. That's it, 10 to 1, volume 2. I've given you 20 songs to cruise to now. Because it is, what, the 13th? All right, so, like, the serious Christmas parties are coming up this weekend. I've given you 20 songs to bang to. I can give you more, but these are the ones that are going to be the quintessential. You put those 20 on there, your party's going to knock out. And you can send me a thank you note, and we can go from there. The next time I talk to you, we're going to hit the buttery I Am Santa Claus. We're deep in bourbon. Everything is melting around us. Even if the snow's not falling, it is in your eyes kind of playlist to bring us home. We're hitting the crooners. We're hitting the big dogs. We're hitting Nat. You know we're hitting Nat. You know Nat's number one. I can't even hide it anymore. You know Nat's number one. All right. I miss you guys. I got some plans coming up. I got a couple guests. I'm going to try to do some leftovers, some fantasy football, things of that nature. Miss you guys. Love you guys. If you haven't been watching TV, TV's back, man. We had like a TV strike there, and there's still like bits and pieces of it's going on. But if you're not watching season 5 of Fargo, I'm sorry for you. Shit's crushing it, man. Ham is throwing deep passes, like dots, dude, just killing it. It's grimy. It is Filthy is fun, and Slow Horses is back for a third season, which is an amazing series on Apple that if you're not watching, if you haven't watched up until now, I'm going to give you just a slow build on it. It is Slow Horses. I'm going to just say, like, the rejects from the cream of the crop, like the MI5, everybody knows that because of Mission Impossible and all, you know, the super spies. The people that have kind of, you know, got some dings on the record and get put on the bench. This is a story about the bench. And it's fantastic and done awesome, and the performances are brilliant. So get into that and get into my songs and put together your playlist and hit me with what I'm doing right or wrong or whatever. I love you guys. I will actually add to that. If you give me a review, a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and put a subject in the title, I will do that for my next bag of six. I may even do it with you. Let's figure it out. Come get at me. I love you all. Ho, ho, ho. Taste that.